Hello and welcome to The Environment Show on Radio Reverb, your local community radio station for Brighton and Hove. Broadcasting on 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area and streaming live on the internet everywhere in the world at www.radioreverb.com. And on this week's show, lots of news and information about environmental things going on here in Brighton and Hove. Over the next few days, the next few weeks, there's going to be information on the show and also short interviews with some of the people involved. From previous shows, however, no live guests this week, but lots of information and, as I said, some relevant interviews with people to go with the information. For example, there's a new clothes making course which has started, run by Sew in Brighton, who have a website, www.sewinbrighton.co.uk, and Sew in Brighton is run by Kat Nisa, and she came to the studio some time ago to talk about environmental clothes and ways of being green in your clothing choices and the way you get your clothes, and she's now taken to running sewing and clothes making classes. So we're going to hear a little bit of her talking about that, and then information about her latest classes as well and how you can go to them. And also, previously on the Environment Show, we talked to Gian Paolo Baldrini and also Aisha and Ruth from the Brighton Peace and Environment Centre, who are all connected together. And they run the Climate Connections Project. And that exhibition, their exhibition, is now in Churchill Square until the 6th of February. So we're going to be hearing from them about the Climate Connections Project, recorded previously for the Environment Show. And also on a previous show, quite recently actually, I replayed another interview with Josie Jeffries of an organisation that she set up called Seed Freedom. I'm not sure, I think it might just be her. However, it's all about spreading seeds, wildflowers and vegetables and herbs to places where you couldn't normally get to by a technique called seed bombing. Anyway, there's details of how you can get hold of her new seed bomb book. Also, information from the Brighton and Hove Food Partnership website. Lots of news from them, interesting things of the environmental sort. Also, news from Firefly Solar, a local renewable energy company. News about meetings of different groups and organisations of an environmental kind here in Brighton. Also, news about council recycling. We'll also be having some music from here in Brighton and Hove, and possibly other places too. So thanks very much for tuning in, and I hope it's going to be interesting for you. What we're hearing in the background is, of course, our theme tune, Freak Rocket, by Brighton and Hove's Carnival Collective, recorded live at the Concord 2 some time ago, the title track of their CD album of the same name of the track. So that was Carnival Collective with Freak Rocket. But let's start off the Environment Show hearing about the Climate Connections Project, which set up by the Brighton Peace and Environment Centre, whose exhibition is now in Churchill Square until the 6th of February. And today we're talking to Aisha Paolo and Ruth from the Peace and Environment Centre. Gian Paolo, you've got some new projects that have just started recently.
The new projects at the Brighton Peace and Environment Centre called Climate Connections. It's a partnership between the centre, the council, Brighton Hove City Council and Oxfam, and it's funded by DFID, that stands for Department for International Development. The aim of the project, as the name probably gives away a bit, is to connect the issue of climate change from the global to the local. The main aim is to look into the impact of climate change around the planet, what's happening in different countries, and I think it's quite relevant at the moment as we talk, because what's going on in Copenhagen and the fact that there are lots of countries around the world that they are finally finding their voice, and they're very worried about what's going on, and they want the other country richer from the north to do something about it. The aim of the project again is to focus on the impact of climate change in countries as, for example, Bangladesh, Mexico, India, and so what happened in those countries, what the local people in those countries they do about issues of the changing of the weather, the season, the fact they cannot grow certain crops anymore. But also to bring all that to where we are in Brighton and see what people do in Brighton and Hove as well, how people change their lifestyle, or they drop their car and start cycling, or they grow their own vegetables. It's not just about recycling, but it's a bit more complex. And of course, we want to highlight the fact that climate change is part of a much broader issue that is not just with the climate, but is with the social justice and how sometimes a multinational have a bad the wars and the situation, but have an impact on the way the goods are moved around the world.
Okay, so the project launched officially in March this year at Jubilee Square, which is outside the library, a big exhibition connecting stories of people around the world and their experiences of either adapting to climate change or doing something about climate change, and then linking that with local stories, so citizens of Brighton and Hove who are involved in exciting projects taking positive actions in response to climate change. It's going to be a photographic exhibition using photographs from local people, but also photographs from Oxfam's partners around the world. For an example, we had somebody who contacted us who said they've started for the last year done a 100-mile diet, so they've only eaten food that's been sourced within 100 miles. So that's one example of something that somebody's done locally to have an effect.
And you said people eating food that hasn't come from further away than 100 miles from here. Now, why is that a good thing to stop climate change, in case people haven't heard?
Well, I think it's we start discovering, not that it's something new, but it's been talked about more, that the food production and also meat, production of meat, it's got a huge impact on carbon footprint, carbon emission. I think that is something that also everybody can do, because sometimes I think the debate about climate change and what's happening is, you know, it's debated by the government, it seems so far away, but this project tried to bring the reality of every people, everyone, and everyday life, what they can do by changing their diet, but also getting together and starting a community allotment, you know, stop driving everywhere, not all the time, but maybe, you know, limit the use of the car. There are lots of different, all joint campaigns as well. There's so many campaigns from 1010. We're planning to bring maybe, you know, some people that they do something together, not just individuals. And we already got, for example, proposal from a community allotment. You know, that is this building also this sense of community, that people together can make a change, that action counts. You know, it's going back to the community and okay, there's a lot of people talking about climate change in Copenhagen, but what we can do here in Brighton, but also to look about what's going on around the globe. It's not just what's happening here, because in here probably there's a much kind of a variation of on the weather, but around the world there's lots of people that already have to leave. They have to leave the crops. They can't survive there because of the impact of climate change.
Well, the project will be continuing until 2012, so looking to the future. And Paolo's role is very much going out into community groups, existing community groups that want to find out more, want to know what they can do as a group in response to climate change. So they can phone Paolo and ask him to come and do a workshop or a series of workshops, and then Paolo can assist in giving ideas and advice on what the community group can do in response. And one of the things that people can access is Brighton and Hove Green Pages, which is something that we produce, and that's on our website as well. So it's a database of green and ethical businesses and organisations across the city, which is a really good point to find out what you can do. And actually, you know, if you're getting a plumber, how do I know I can find a plumber that uses environmental stuff that you put down the drain. And so go to the green pages and find that plumber. So it's, you know, finding examples of things that can help you do take action in the city.
I mean, that is an amazing resource and a guide. It's kind of, it's sort of like the yellow pages, only it's the green pages.
And
it's got sort of, it's not just products and services, although it has got lots of those, and that's kind of really difficult otherwise to find people who were green. But it's also got things, you know, another list of things that people can join in with, and different kinds of groups and campaigns and opportunities for our volunteering. So that was Gianpaolo Baldrini, the coordinator of the Climate Connections Project. Also Aisha and maybe Ruth. I'm not quite sure because I was actually out of the room while that was playing, so I don't know if both Aisha and Ruth were on it. But that was recorded some time ago. And the Climate Connections Project has been very active, and they now have a wonderful exhibition. And that's going to be, or is already, in Churchill Square until the 6th of February. And so you'll be able to go along to that and read stories of the individuals and community groups from different parts of the world and from Brighton and Hove who are connected by the challenge of climate change. And you can contact Gianpaolo Baldrini, the Climate Connections Project Coordinator, on 01273 766610 or email gpaolo.baldrini@bpec.org for more information, or if you'd like to try and get involved. Also, you can find out more at www.climateconnections.org.uk. And this is The Environment Show on Radio Reverb, your local community radio station on 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area, and streaming live on the internet all over the world. Well, I just thought we'll have some music from Mexico. Here is the wonderful Pilar Montenegro from Mexico with Quítame Ese Hombre. Well, that was the marvellous Pilar Montenegro from Mexico with Quítame Ese Hombre. I think that's how you pronounce it. She has seemingly two MySpace pages, well, at least two that I found. I'm not sure which is the real one. I haven't had time to look. If you go to www.myspace.com/PILARMONTENEGRO, there's one, and the other one is Pilar Montenegro's official page. So, Pilar Montenegro, but S-O-F-F, official page. I'll work out which is the most official one and put a link to it on the Environment Show page, although that won't be until about from 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 11th of January, which is when this show is being broadcast first. It will be also podcast eventually on the Environment Show page on the Radio Reverb website. Wait until about 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 12th of January. If you're listening after then, well, you must have found the podcast already. So if you go to www.radioreverb.com and then on the main page, look down to where it says Community Radio for Brighton and Hove, and then underneath there it says Environment News. Click on that and it takes you to the Environment Show pages. And there are podcasts also of shows going back until March of 2010, and information and links to different community groups in Brighton and Hove. But now, on this week's show, some information about classes that will help you to make your own clothes. And they're run by Kat Nisa through her Sew in Brighton project. And so they've got some. She's got some new courses starting on Thursday, February the 17th, where you'll be able to learn how to make patterns for clothes and how to design and make your own clothes. She also has other classes, such as sewing classes and pattern cutting courses and eco fashion workshops. And I talked to Kat some time ago on the show when she came along to talk about the Swaparama-rama clothes swapping event and also clothes mending and revamping event, which she organised through Transition Brighton and Hove. So I also talked to her again. But I thought maybe you might like to hear from Kat about clothes making and the environmental implications of it all. Well, let's turn to Kat Nisa. You sort of teach sewing and also run textile making, textile workshops. And also you, Kat, were involved with an event some time ago in Brighton with Transition Brighton and Hove on clothes swapping and clothes revamping called Swapperama.
Swapperama-rama.
Oh, I do apologise. Right. Okay. Which was very successful and really good fun. It took place at the Cowley Club down on London Road.
Well, I think the fact that I'm now teaching sewing classes, that's actually come out of Swapperama-rama in a way. Because the Swapperama-rama idea came from something you highlighted earlier, the fact that there are just people are just buying endless quantities of clothing, and if you get it from Primark, it costs like, what, £2 for a top or something, and it makes the whole thing very disposable. So if there's so many clothes out there, and if people are getting bored of them so quickly, it makes sense to start swapping around a bit, because no one's worn them very long, and you can get a whole new wardrobe just by wearing your friend's clothes. So, but we actually took that idea a bit further and had a huge event, which involved having 10 sewing machines and about sort of 10 or 15 expert seamstresses. And so rather than just having a clothing swap, which is just in itself is an excellent idea, and I can recommend everybody to do one in their own living room with a few bottles of wine and some nibbles, it's brilliant. But we took it a bit further, had lots of sewing going on, so people could not only find a new item of clothing, but then alter it to their own specifications. So, I mean, one, you'd have something that fitted you very well and was your own idea, but also just getting people to be creative, really.
You used to be a clothes designer.
Yes.
And then, but with the Swapperama-rama thing, I mean, was the aim of that simply to share the kind of the fun and creativity of making and adapting clothes with people? I mean, or was it part of a sort of a kind of movement to be environmental and ethical in clothing?
The latter, really. It was looking. I mean, Transition Brighton and Hove looks at ways of living more sustainably and living more locally, and therefore using less fossil fuels. That I'd say that's the bottom line, really. So one area that isn't actually looked at very much, as much as say transport, is clothing. And I thought, well, it's my background, and it's something I can teach people to do. So let's start doing that. And before I started working with Jack, I was also doing an alterations class. So I do one class that was making things from scratch, another one that was doing exactly what Jack said, bring in something and that you just want to make into something new. And, it's just so many of the people that I've worked with are now making things for themselves. They're taking up their own trousers. They're putting new zips in rather than just chucking them out and going out and buying new things, which has got to be a good thing.
So, that was Kat Nisa from some time ago, talking about the environmental benefits of making your own clothes and mending clothes. And I'll be giving you some more information about a clothes swapping event that is coming up, a new Swapperama-rama, or Swapperama-rama Lives Again, at the Coachworks, after some music, and also more details about Kat Nisa's Sew in Brighton pattern cutting courses and the other classes that she runs. But that will be after some music from Sharon Lewis, one of our wonderful Brighton and Hove singer-songwriters, a live track recorded here at the Radio Reverb Studio, and this is Where the River Flows. No, When the River Flows, sorry.
Just loving, loving for nothing. You are still you, and I am still me. I still have this heart, and I still can feel.
So that was the marvellous Sharon Lewis with When the River Flows, recorded live at the Radio Reverb Studio. You can hear more Sharon Lewis music at www.myspace.com/SharonLewis, SharonLewis. Also at www.SharonLewis.net. So, this is The Environment Show on Radio Reverb, your local community radio station, 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area, and streaming live on the internet at www.radioreverb.com. And so before that song, we heard from Kat Nisa of the So In Brighton project. And she was talking about the Swaparama-rama event that she organised ages ago, and about clothes making, clothes mending, and the environmental benefits of both of those things. And she has now some new courses just starting in February, where you're invited to learn how to make the perfect fitting clothing patterns by making the pattern for an original skirt to your own design. I suppose this would be most likely aimed at women. So it's designing patterns for skirts to your own design and measurements, and then use the same techniques at home to create your own trousers, dresses, tops, etc. Please correct me if I'm wrong. If there are any chaps out there who are, you know, ready for wanting to learn how to design dresses, then please email studio@radioreverb.com. But email studio@radioreverb.com with any news, comments or views to do with the environment. And if you email before 6:15 on Tuesday the 11th of January, I can include them on this show. And if you email another time, I can include them on another show. So, okay, so the pattern designing course will be starting on Thursday, 17th of February. So it's a detailed course, and you'll learn how to create lots of types of designs and styles, including hipsters, splits, minis, maxis, panels, waistbands, pockets, seams, gathers, pleats, fit and flare, and many more techniques which can be used for designing shirts, dresses, etc. too. So it's consecutive 11 consecutive Thursdays, 7 to 9pm at The Works, spelled W-E-R-K-S, in Hove, off Palmyra Square, BN3 2BE, to look up on the internet map. At the time when this information was sent, there were 8 places left, and the cost for the 11-week course is £130, and they say split payment options are available. Full details available at www.sewinbrighton.co.uk. And you will need basic sewing skills, and also to have made a garment before to get the best from this course. You'll also need access to a sewing machine to sew up your first skirt sample mid-March. But however, if you need a few sewing classes or a sewing machine, They run popular Tuesday night sewing classes in Brighton. That's part of Sew in Brighton. Or they can rent you a sewing machine at their studio in Hove. That will cost you £5 a session. So, more details about those pattern cutting courses, the sewing classes and eco-fashion workshops from www.sewinbrighton.co.uk. However, you can always email also patterncuttingbrighton@gmail.com. Now, we were talking about the original Swaparama-rama clothes swapping and revamping event, which took place ages ago, that Katanisa was involved in organising, and it has caught on, and there is going to be another Swaparama-rama event on Saturday the 15th of January at the Coachworks at 19 Hollingdean Terrace. This is going to be from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. It's not just clothes swapping, but it includes lots of different things, such as seeds, unwanted Christmas presents, anything. Let's see, what else? Food things, they say homemade things, all kinds of things. It's for everybody, it's free, although you can give donations. So that's 19 Hollingdean Terrace, and it's 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 15th of January. So, more music, and then more news about environmental events, activities, issues, and generally useful stuff. So, before that, a tune, again recorded in the Radio Reverb studio, by two members of wonderful Brighton band called Sparrow. This is going to be Ali and Bryn from Sparrow. The other two couldn't make it to the recording session, but Ali and Bryn came along, and this is one of their songs, which is on their current CD album, which is called Sparrow, and this is one of their songs. And now, Ali and Bryn from Sparrow, what's the next one?
This one's called The Factory.
A human life. You walk through the factory, blinded by light. These endless rows of houses, endless lonely spouses, do they aspire? I doubt it. View yourself, do you see culture or the factory mass producing you and me? You and me speak through the stupor, see through the lies, break from the sequence. Please prove me right. Rows of houses, endless lonely spouses, do they aspire? I doubt it. View yourself, do you see culture or the factory mass producing you and me, you and me? These endless rows of houses, endless lonely spouses. Do they aspire? I doubt it.
So that was Ali and Bryn from wonderful Brighton and Hove band Sparrow with The Factory, which is a track on their recent CD album of the same name as the band. And you'll be able to see them playing live on Friday, the 14th of January, at the Prince Albert in Brighton. On their MySpace, it doesn't say whether it costs or not to get in, but that should be starting at about 8 o'clock on 14th of January, Prince Albert, which is at the top of Trafalgar Street in Brighton. They're also going to be playing on the 25th of February at the Prince Albert as well, as the part of the Playtime launch night. Not sure what that is, but more details on myspace.com/sparrowbrighton. And, well, in that track, you might have thought it was kind of a sort of semi-unplugged kind of thing, but as well as being lyrical and also tuneful and atmospheric, when they play live, all four of them, they really rock as well. So that's real worth going to see. 14th of January, Friday, Prince Albert. I'll try and get there myself. So let's see, what else is going on in Brighton and Hove? Well, actually, I'm not sure whether it's going on in Brighton and Hove. I think it's probably going on all over the world, hopefully. But on the show, was it last week or the week before? It must have been the week before, because last week it was organic gardening tips with Mouse and Ruth from the Brighton and Hove Organic Garden Group. But previous shows, over Christmas and the New Year, I played a review of some reviews of features from the year before. Rather like this week's show. But one of those was with an interview with Josie Jeffrey, who has a website called www.seedfreedom.net. Where she has information and advice about seed bombing, which is, she also ran workshops in that for the Harvest Brighton and Hove campaign here in Brighton. But that's where you get some seeds of wildflowers, vegetables or herbs, and bind them together into a little bomb thing with some compost, and then throw them into inaccessible places where those plants can then grow. And she's going to be publishing a book in the spring about seed bombing. I don't think it's available yet, however, but you can get some more information and get sneak previews at seedfreedom.net /the-book.html. And also, you can get to look inside it at Amazon. The link to Amazon is too long. www.amazon.com and then search for Seed Bomb Book and Josie Jeffrey, Josiejeffrey. Or there'll be a link to that on the Environment Show page on the Radio Reverb website from about 7 o'clock on Tuesday the 11th of January, which is today when this show's first broadcast. Now, I mentioned before that there's some interesting news on the Brighton and Hove Food Partnership website. If you look at the news section, well, there's lots of interesting things all about local food and healthy food and environmental food on there. But under the news section, they have information about good food grants. So if you've got a food project and you're looking for funding, go to this website, which is www.bhfood.org.uk, and you will find out how to get some funding. There's also a new beginner's cookery course is starting. It's called First Time Cook, and that's going to be aimed at people who know nothing about cooking or healthy eating but wish to learn. So more information about that there as well. There are also some new workshops being announced in the Love Food, Hate Waste campaign. So that's going to be helping you to learn new habits and save money by reducing the amount of food that you waste. There's also information about support available for community composting schemes. So that's all at www.bhfood.org.uk, the website of the Brighton and Hove Food Partnership. Now, some more music, once again recorded live in the Radio Reverb studio. And this next one is going to be Zora and the Tatsmiths, a local trio, I think they were at the time. There might have been four of them, I can't remember. However, Zora and the Tatsmiths came to the studio and recorded some of their songs, and this one is on their current EP CD, and the song is called Quite Unclear. Tatsmiths, what's the next song?
This is Quite Unclear.
Okay, take it away.
Thank you. each verse unique to you and me. Can't always see, but that's the way it's got to be. Didn't plan to be here now, and I am not sure why or how. It's a long, long way from what I originally had in mind. Sometimes you gotta say that'll do me just fine. Is it all a big self-con, or does my path turn out again sometime? 'Cause the future's quite unclear, and the light that I get here, my friend. Sometimes it seems so good, sometimes just be round the bend. Trying to work it out now, just what I am gonna do. There's a million doors out there, which one should I walk through? Gotta just keep plodding on, and yet another therapeutic song. Well, I think it's all about to up and disappear. Well, my hopes and expectations never did appear. Should I just accept this fate, or should I quit before it gets too late? The future's quite unclear, and the higher that I get here, my friend. Sometimes it seems so good, sometimes it's just around the bend.
That was the marvellous Zora and the Tatsmiths with a live in the studio recording of their song Quite Unclear, which is on their CD album. Oh, and I've forgotten to get their MySpace, but I'll put a link to it on the Environment Show page. But their name is Zora, Z-O-R-A, and the Tatsmiths, which is T-A-T-S-M-I-T-H-S. So if you search for that on MySpace, they have a MySpace site. They might have other things like Facebook and other stuff. I'm not really sure, but I'm sure you can find out if you look up. Now on the Environment Show on Radio Reverb, your community radio station, some news from the Firefly Solar Renewable Energy Company based here in Brighton and Hove, and winner of the Best Green Business in this year's recent Sussex Eco Awards. Took place, I think, was it October or November 2010. Firefly Solar, they provide renewable energy, electricity normally, for sound stages and events and festivals. And various other things too, like sort of bicycle-powered generators for mobile phones. However, what they say is that they're already getting busy for the 2011 summer festival season, and they're increasing their supply of equipment to cope with the increasing demand. They say if you want to book Firefly Solar for your community or pop festival, get in touch with them. Details to follow. They also took part in a conference called Sustainability AV 2010. That was the first online conference and exhibition focusing on sustainability and green issues for the professional audio and video industry. It took place on December the 3rd, 2010. And in keeping with the topic, delegates attended the Sustainability AV 2010 from their desks, online, live and free. You can see the conference sessions on the website, www.sustainabilityav2010.com. You can find out more about Firefly Solar at their website, www.fireflysolar.co.uk. You can email them on info@fireflysolar.co.uk, or you can telephone 01273 671 006. The council have also asked us to let you know that estate agents, developers and community groups are invited to give your views on proposals to make it easier to submit planning applications in Brighton and Hove. And of course the planning process is a big influence on the local environment. So if you're at all concerned about the way that the planning system works here in Brighton and Hove, you might want to make some comments to the council. You can find more details about this at www.brighton-hove.gov.uk/planning-review. Or you can telephone 01273 292222. And this consultation on the planning system in Brighton and Hove ends on the 4th of March this year. So plenty of time. So let's have some more music now. I just was looking through my music that I could play you, and something sprang out to me, because if you would like to publicise any environmental events, activities, groups, projects, or even talk about any issues or share your views about the environment, whether it's global or the local environment, why not get in touch with me here on the Environment Show on Radio Reverb. This is your community radio station. This is your opportunity to have your say and tell other people about things. If you'd like to be on the Environment Show, that's always very possible. If you email studio@radioreverb.com and put Environment Show in the subject, then that will get to me. Also, you can even telephone. You can call me on the telephone. And that is 01273 687 955. And the best time to call is between 4 and 8pm, between Sunday and Friday. And do bear with us, because since we're sort of only got one, or there's usually only one person here, and there's often shows going on, so our telephone, we often miss the telephone. But please call us, please leave a message. Oh, and here now is the appropriate song that I've lined up. It's Kevin Little from, from the St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And this is his song, Call Me. So that's the marvellous Kevin Little with Call Me. And as I said, Kevin Little is from the St. Vincent and the Grenadine Islands in the Caribbean. He has a website, which is www.kevinlittle.com. Although how up-to-date it is, I'm not sure. It says the latest, the What's New, was from 2008. So I'm not sure what's going on there. There is a MySpace, but there didn't seem to be much information on that. But, however, Kevin Little, and that was Call Me. And so, please do call me here at Radio Reverb, 01273 687 955, and the best time is between 4 and 8pm on Sundays till Fridays. As I said, please leave a message if there's nobody here. There usually is, but sometimes we don't actually see the phone because we can't have the phone ringing because it's in the radio studio, and when people are on air or recording, we don't want phones going bleep, bleep, bleep. So we have a little flashing light, and it's not very bright. Anyway, we need a better system. But however, if you'd like to help Radio Reverb with anything at all, why not get in touch by calling 01273 687 955? And we do need help. You can make donations, you can help and get involved in different ways. Also, email studio@radioreverb.com. Now, more news. Let's see. people listening, coming up to 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 11th of January, will be able to go to the World Development Movement Brighton and Hove monthly meeting. This is at 7:30 at the Brighton Peace and Environment Centre. Sorry, I should have included that at the beginning of the show to give more time to get there. However, I thought that... I didn't really think about it. Sorry about that. So the World Development Movement meeting tonight, Tuesday, 11th of January, 7:30, is at the Brighton Peace and Environment Centre, 39-41 Surrey Street, Brighton, BN13PB, to look it up on the internet map. But it's just opposite the front of Brighton Station. Surrey Street is parallel to Queen's Road, and... that's just opposite the front of the station. And the World Development Movement, Brighton and Hove, is part of the World Development Movement. World, I suppose you could say. It's not actually. The World Development Movement is a UK-based anti-poverty campaign and has a wide network of local groups. And the monthly meetings, like tonight's one, usually include a talk or discussion on a relevant topic, feedback from previous actions and activities. The group is involved in local activities and event, and they also support national campaigns. They've got a website, which is groups.wdm.org.uk/Brighton and Hove. And those meetings are every month, so unfortunately if you missed this month's, there's always the February and March and all the other months' ones. So that's the same time, second Tuesday of every month, 7:30 at the Brighton Peace and Environment Centre, 39-41 Surrey Street, Brighton. Now, I mentioned before that Coachworks were having their second annual Swaparama-rama Swapping Fest on Saturday the 15th of January, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But they've also got a marmalade making day on Sunday the 16th of January. That's from 4 p.m. They say they just love to make jam at the Coachworks. So they invite you to bring ingredients for making marmalade, such as oranges, lemons, sugar and jars. But they also say bring musical instruments so that you'll be able to jam while you jam, so to speak. So that's the Coachworks is 19 Hollingdean Terrace, Brighton. And they have a website, but I've lost the link. Let's see. At the Carly Club... on London Road in Brighton on Wednesday the 12th of January at 7 p.m. there's a film and talk about upcoming genetic engineering issues in the UK and worldwide. And also, if you haven't recycled your Christmas tree yet, if you had a Christmas tree, it's not too late. The council's Christmas tree recycling sites stay open until the end of January. There's a link to where you can find a map of the sites. There will be a link on the Environment Show page after 7 o'clock on Tuesday the 11th. The Council also sent us details of reorganised recycling and refuse collection days. For example, because of the Christmas holidays, Monday the 10th of January's recycling and refuse collection day is moved to Wednesday the 12th of January, and Tuesday the 11th of January is moved to Thursday the 13th of January. And so on and so on. And that information, all those different things, is all on the Brighton and Hove City Council's website at www.brighton-hove.gov.uk/cityclean. They also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/recyclingandrefuse, or you can get tweet updates on recycling and refuse at twitter.com/recyclingrefuse. So, I think that's all there's time for. I'm going to leave you with another live in the studio recording by a local brilliant Brighton and Hove singer-songwriter. This is going to be Kate Ferris, and this is her song Come Spring, but her MySpace is myspace.com/CATEFERRIS. Thanks for listening. I'm Donald Shaw, and I shall be back next week.
This is called Come Spring.
Great.
Come spring, I will think of you again. 'Cause you disappear when the leaves fall down. Maybe you don't like the crunchy sound of autumn beneath your feet and the cold wind dancing down the street. tray. I have a feeling you'll turn up again with all your pretty tales of dances and sand dunes. Maybe you'll stay long enough to teach me a better wind tune when to come so soon. But I'll miss you, my friend, when summer ends. So come on, spring, you're always like a new beginning, and you speckle my walls with sunlight, and you take away that cold, cold winter bite. Oh, and there will be warm little breezes round my ankles. Oh, and there will be fires on the beach again. Oh, there will be bird song. Have so much fun before it's gone. So much fun before it's gone. Oh, so much fun before it's gone. Right now, summer's here. Right now, summer's here. Let's have some fun. It's summer's here. Let's have some fun. 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 Summer's here.